Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and the show got the hottest host. So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Yeah, okay.
Is it just me, or did that come in super low? Is it just me?
It came in low. I was like, yes, because it should have said, you know, the hottest cold host. It's unbelievable, but I'm just saying, it was low enough. I'm just saying that the cold host was unbelievable. What? No.
We want to talk about that part, player. Yeah, okay. Yeah, welcome to Friday Night Live. You can see how the show is about to go down. It's about to start out, but it gets funky right off the jump. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we can't complain that it came in too low because the past couple of days, it ain't been coming on at all. So, hey, we sure appreciate you, a little low sounding ass. We sure appreciate you. So, it's Friday Night Live. You know how we do it. We get people ready for the weekend. We got some hot music for you guys. Let's see. We got some fashion tips. We got a lot of things going on. What are some other things that we're going to touch on tonight on Friday night?
We got who's bumping who. We have the hot weather report. And, you know, like I said, any, like, little tips, relational tips, fashion tips, movie tips, anything that, you know, you could think of. And like I said, we didn't touch on it yesterday, but we got to talk about basketball.
Basketball? Tournaments are still going on. They still got basketball tournaments.
Okay, first of all, there's no tournaments. It's the playoffs. It's the finals, excuse me. It is the finals, the NBA finals. We have the Golden State Warriors and Cleveland. So, like I said, who you with? Not the tournaments, bruh. I'm gonna need you to get manly on me. Get manly.
Hold on.
On me. Get manly.
The Timberwolves played in the playoffs like fucking 9 months ago. How many games did they play? All right, update this, man, because that's a lot of goddamn games. Whoa, this seat got to be hard. It is. What else we got going on tonight? What else we going to touch on?
In playoffs, you either do five or seven. So just imagine if each team, you know, you get from your eight teams on down to four and down to two. You know, and then each game could go 7 or 5 or 4 or 3, but yeah. So sad.
Okay,
bruh.
You weren't supposed to give me that till later, but all right. You weren't supposed to give me that till later.
Oh, dang.
But okay.
Oh, dang.
We got fashion tips. we got Monsters Radio Weather Report. We got all kinds of things.
I'm just telling y'all
know how it is. We ask the ladies, and she just goes right into it. She ain't finna touch the bullets. No, nope. She finna go right into the conversation. It is what it is.
Ooh.
So I'm sorry, y'all. Some kind of look. You trying to be what? Weather lady. You're the entertainment news lady. And now you're trying to be the DJ. You is really monstrous tonight.
What we got for your little lineup,
little DJ unbelievable. The unbelievable DJ. Come on, some wicked,
We got some walking, not some talking, you know, by the Migos. The Migos. And, Tempo. We got Tempo. Yep. By some Chris Brizzy. Yep. So those is, you know, in the mix. We about to hear it. Yeah. So, wicked.
Walk it like I talk it. Take my shoes and walk a mile, something that you can't do. Big talks of the town, big boy gang moves. I like to walk around with my chain loose.
Chain.
She just bought a new ass, but got the same booze. Whipping up dope, scientists.
Whip it up, cook it up.
That's my sauce where you find it.
That's my sauce when you look it up, find it.
Adding up checks, no minus.
Add it up, yeah.
Get your respect in diamonds.
Ice.
I bought a plain Jane, roll it. These niggas bought they fame.
Woo.
I think my back got scoliosis, cause I swerved the lane. Heard you signed your life for that brand new chain.
I heard.
Think it came with stripes, but you ain't straight with the game.
Gang.
Walk it like I talk it.
Woo.
Walk it like I talk it.
Let's go.
Walk it like I talk it.
Woo.
Walk it like I talk it.
Hey.
Walk it like I talk it.
You.
Walk it like I talk it.
Hey, I gotta stay in my zone. Say that we been beefing, dawg, but you on your own. First night, she gon' let me fuck, cause we grown. I hit her, gave her back to the city, she home. That was that, so I can't be beefing with no whack, nigga. Got no backbone. Heard you living in a mansion and all your raps, though. But your shit look like the trap on his Google Maps, though. We been brothers since Versace Bando, whoa. Name ringing like Amigo trap phone, whoa. Used to be with Vashti at Santos, that's on Tommy Campos. We live like Sopranos, and I
walk it like I talk it,
walk it.
Walk it like I talk it,
walk it.
Walk it like I talk it,
talk it.
Walk it like I talk it,
woo.
Walk it like I talk it,
walk it.
Walk it like I talk it,
walk it.
Walk it like I talk it,
talk it.
Walk it like I talk it,
let's go.
Walk it like I talk it,
walk it.
Walk it like I talk it,
woo.
Walk it like I talk it,
walk it.
Walk it like I talk it,
hey.
Walk it like I talk it,
walk it.
Walk it like I talk it,
you.
Walk it like I talk it, walk it like I talk it.
All set.
Niggas pocket watching.
Watch.
I want that dish, that menage.
Which one?
I bought a franchise to double up the profit.
Franchise.
We make a landslide, chopper get the poppin'. Elliot got me rockin'. Throw a socket, chicken teriyaki. Take off rocket, keep them in pocket. Water gon' lock it. Quadruple the profit.
Profit.
I walk like I walk,
hey.
Talk like I talk.
Ooh.
What's in my vault? Load of cash and the sauce. I put a lab in my loft.
Lab.
She cook up and jack with the fault. By the pair, I got carrots that choke.
By the
pair, I got carrots each load. Private life, private just round the globe. Hit a bitch, hit a lick with the choke.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it. Walk it like I talk it.
Talk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Woo.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Talk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Let's go.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Woo.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Hey.
Walk it like I talk it,
walk it.
Walk it like I talk it,
you.
Walk it like I talk it, walk it. Walk it like I talk it.
Watch your butt, no Milwaukee,
honey.
Walk it like I talk it.
That's my bro, he know the lingo.
Lingo.
Ain't no fucking talking.
No.
This some you know, why don't we know?
We know.
Hold out on that coffin, smoke the cookie, get the coffin. Drop that fresh, I need a coffin. Callin' something we do often.
Take
the pot, I'm not splayin' no dolphin.
Splayin'.
Then that ain't go by me a faucet.
Nah.
Walk it like I talk a nigga, then bought it.
Oh.
I pay the coat, so I gotta call it.
Call
up in the shit, so nigga just down me. Fuckin' the building, that's all the problem.
I get
a rebound and tuckin' my spouting.
Ball.
Walk it like I talk it,
walk it,
walk it like I talk it,
walk
yeah.
It,
walk it like I talk it,
talk it,
walk it like I talk it,
woo,
walk it like I talk it,
walk it,
walk it like I talk it,
walk it,
walk it like I talk it,
talk it,
walk it like I talk it,
let's go,
walk it like I talk it,
walk it,
walk it like I talk it,
woo,
walk it like I talk it,
walk it,
walk it like I talk it,
hey,
walk it like I talk it,
walk it,
walk it like I talk it,
you,
walk it like I talk it,
walk it
like I talk it,
hey,
all right. DJ Unbelievable, So, all right, let's go ahead and ride into your next mix. What else you got for us?
Pick up the tempo. 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 Hey, Chris Brizzy. Y'all get with me. Ladies, rock with it, putting that makeup on y'all. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all
okay,
ready for this?
You know it is Friday Night Live.
It's unbelievable, man.
Watch this radio. I like radio with a rock. She's unbelievable.
Rock. What?
Is this us, girl? Let me know what's up, girl. What's up, girl? Cause I'm gonna throw it down. Eat it up. Go down. Eat it up. Take it down, 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 down. And I'm gonna beat it up. Let me switch up the tempo. Let me switch up the tempo. Let me switch up the tempo. Switch up the tempo. Can I switch up the tempo? Switch up the tempo. Can I switch up the tempo? Switch up the tempo. I know that life moves too quick for you sometimes. You should pull up to the kickback. Smoke one with me one time. Tell me about all the freaky secret items I know that you got on your mind. Bring them to life. Put that shit on the film and watch it back on rewind. Cut it up. It's just us, girl. Let me know what's up, girl. What's up, girl? Cause I'm gonna throw it down. Beat it up, go down. Beat it up. Take it down, 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 down. Beat it up. Let me switch up the tempo. Let me switch up the tempo. Let me switch up the tempo. I wanna switch up the tempo. Can I switch up the tempo? Switch up the tempo. Can I switch up the tempo? Switch up the tempo. That you wanna change your place, girl. I got that for you. I know you need a good dick, girl. I'ma drop that on you. Girl, you just like me. I know that you nasty, I know that you weak. Yeah. Girl, don't be shy, just admit it. As soon as you do, you can come through and get it for real. I'm gonna feel you, girl. It's just us, girl. Let me know what's up, girl. What's up, girl? Cause I'm gonna throw it down. Let me switch up the tempo. I wanna switch up the tempo. Can I switch up the tempo? Switch up the tempo. Can I switch up the tempo? Switch up the tempo. Switch up the tempo. Baby, don't be scared to show that to me. Let you hit down and just show that to me. Only your love, just give it to me. Throw that to me. Don't play around. It's just us, girl. Let me know what's up, girl. What's up, girl? Cause I'm tryna throw it down. Beat it up, go down. Beat it up. Take it down, 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 down. And I'ma beat it up. Let me switch up the tempo. Let me switch up the tempo. Let me switch up the tempo. I wanna switch up the tempo. Can I switch up the tempo? Oh yeah. Switch up the tempo. Can I switch up the tempo? Switch up the tempo.
Monsters Radio Live. You know what it is. Okay, look.
Friday Night Live.
Okay, little Miss DJ. Trying to do your thing.
Yeah.
So you better not come in with no more of them chicken chicken. Don't do it, dog. Don't do it. Don't do it, dog. You playing with me. We just gonna go ahead. We just gonna go ahead.
Just spit it.
I'm sorry, y'all had to cut her mic. She is not going to stop. She is riled up tonight. So make sure y'all call in and get involved. Or kick back, relax, and knock with us. DJ E Monster, Miss Unbelievable. We are the Monstars. So check it out. This right here is from my mix for tonight. It's the end of the week. I'm trying to get to the De Niro's. Two of the hottest chicks in the game right now. Jennifer Lopez, Cardi B. Let's get it, them and DJ Khaled. You ain't ready, I'm believing.
Danilo, I got you up on this song, so I'm ready, baby. Yeah.
Another one. Let's go.
Me and my man, we stack it up to the ceiling.
More money.
Cállate la boca, let me finish.
More money.
Every day I'm alive, I make a killing.
Let's get it.
Yeah, I swear I'ma get it. Yo quiero dinero. Yo quiero dinero. Money talk, but man talking bilingual. I should be cuffed though, cause I don't do singles. In love with the money, so no need to mingle. Just back it up, hot talk, yeah, back it up. Holla at that if you acting up. You ain't got that, you can sit with us, yeah. Design the frames, make you double take. Man and Andy on a double day. Grand just hit me, said he on the way. Look, they gon' do what I say, so Cardi B and J-Lo talk behind my back, but never up in my face, though. I just want my money, chips, guac, and queso. Y'all can kiss my ass, dame un beso. Don't mean kinda drip in the sauna. I got the juice, no Tropicana. I got the box that got the most flavor. Big fat cat like in the bodega. Still making money moves? Tell me what you think. Merengue to the money, bachata to the bank. I fess it up, I'm nice sofrito. I need my money, yo necesito. I told ya, I'm Chef Selena. I backhand a bitch like Serena. We need the guap, run up in your spot. Put it to your head like, give me what you got. Two bad bitches that came from the Bronx. Cardi from the pole and Jenny from the block.
Yeah, so I got one more song to play, and then we're going to open up the line, so make sure you call in to get in our queue. I also got an album release party that I'm DJing tomorrow night to tell you guys about. So, all right, check it out. This right here is, we still going to roll with her because she's so hot. She on Jimmy Fallon right now with her little ass. She done definitely turned up his show. So check it out. This is her and one of the homeboys from the Midwest, Chance the Rapper. This is called Bad Life, Monsters Radio Live, online radio with Aurora. On a Friday night.
I said, I'm living my best life. I said, I'm living my best life. Made a couple M's with my best friends. Turned all my L's into lessons. You see the whip pulling up, it's like screw. Dreams pulling up, I'm like screw. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed like.
I'm like Big Pop mixed with Tupac. I'm like Machiavelli, Nita, Little Caesar pizza. I be hot and ready, nigga, you a pussy and a rat. You like Tom and Jerry, nigga, you ain't ballin', you just talking, that's that commentary. I was in the field, man, I slayed for this. Had to talk to God, drop down and pray for this. To my surprise, he replied, say you made for this. I seen the car, wanted, then I went and paid for it. Cash, cash, hit the take, yeah, I hit the race, hit
the dash dash. That's when they came for me on Twitter with the backlash. Cardi B is so problematic, it's the hashtag. I can't believe they wanna see me lose that bad. They talking junk and they stink these hoes mad trash. I'm giggling, can let the devil have the last laugh. Ain't no more beefing, I'm just keeping to myself. I'm my own competition, I'm competing with myself.
I told y'all I'm living my best life. I told y'all I'm living my best life. I made a couple L's with my best friends. Turned all my L's into lessons. You see the whip pulling up, it's like skirt. Dreams pulling up, it's like skirt. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed like.
You don't like money, I can see it in your eye. You don't like winning, I can see it in your tie. Better be careful with these women when you trickin', sendin' flies. She count money in her sleep and she don't never spend a night. But she trappin' and she had to make it happen for her life. Don't be mad because she havin' shit, you had it your whole life. We had baggage on our flights, we had badges on our asses. You got passes in your life, you had gadgets on your bike. Got work magic, got work magic, got work magic in my life. And that guava like Ayala, cause that bag just fixed my life. And y'all know good and damn well I don't want no champagne. But can we please get some more champagne? Please no Andre, G like Von Che, reach like Ron James, pep talk from Yonsei. Remember my hands had ash like Pompeii. Now they hold cash, won't peak like Dante.
I told y'all I'm living my best life. I told y'all I said I'm living my best life. I made a couple L's with my best friends. Turned all my L's into lessons. You see the whip pulling up, it's like skirt. Dreams pulling up, it's like skirt. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed like.
I said I never had a problem showing y'all the real me. Hair when it's fucked up, crib when it's filthy. Way before the deal me, strip to pay the bills me. Before I fix my teeth, man, those comments used to kill me. But never did I change, never been ashamed. Never did I switch, stories stay the same. I did this on my own, I made this a lane. Y'all gotta bear with me, I've been through some things. Went from small ass apartments to walking red carpets. Pissy yellow bed is not every dress is tailored. There's some real life fairy tale, Cinderella shit. I got further than them hoes said I will ever get. And that only goes to show that only God knows. I took pictures with Beyonce, I'm in mama nose. I'm the rose that came from the concrete and the rose. I'm like gold, man, I'm toast and I'm floating, hey.
I told y'all I'm living my best life. I told y'all I said I'm living my best life. I made a couple M's with my best friends. Turned on my L's into lessons. You see the whip pulling up, it's like skirt. Dreams pulling up, it's like skirt. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed like. Skirt, skirt, going down right now. Skirt, skirt, Jamie Foxx in your town like skirt, skirt.
Okay.
Money burn up all the blacks out there.
Okay. Yeah. I'm liking this girl.
You do.
I told y'all, I told y'all.
Yeah, so, all right. Charlie B, that's called Best Life, her and Chance the Rapper. So, all right, we're going to open up the lines here and get into it. All right, let me go ahead and shut them down right quick. So, all right, let's see. Let's go ahead and do our Monsterous Radio weather report. Let us know what's the weather like going on in our Monsterous spots. Monsterous hot spots, as we'll call them.
Monsterous hot spot. Our monsterous hot spots. We're going to start with us, Minneapolis. We are sitting at a 76, so a nice little cool down from yesterday. It feels like 74, so a nice little breeze. So, yeah, lovely. Okay, ATL, ATL. They sitting at 71, 71. And Paris, they're sitting at 63. And London is sitting at 62. So we're all kind of like in that nice, cool weather.
Yeah, compared to last week, it was just hot.
We was in hell.
Yeah, okay. She pulled out the HD double hockey stick. So, it was definitely torture. It is getting a little bit better, but I don't know what the forecast is supposed to be coming up. I hear it's supposed to get treacherous one of these days coming up. So people make sure you drink a lot of water.
What you mean?
Huh?
What you mean treacherous? That word treacherous. What you mean treacherous? Come on, explain yourself.
Yes, the heat's supposed to go up in the humidity. But, that's just some stuff people was talking about at work. They ain't no weatherman. Yeah, man, people just trying to talk sometimes. So who knows? Who knows? We're going to check in with the weatherman.
We find him. Is he back?
No.
Okay.
No.
We ain't find him yet. What'd you do?
Well, let's just go ahead and jump into our entertainment news and see what we got going on over there. What's going on with this? Who's bumping who? And who's getting fat, also known as the gossip lifestyle.
Ooh, okay. So, it wasn't too quiet today. You know, like I said, the NBA is in full stream. The finals with LeBron James and Steph Curry. And so the game was tight last night. If you didn't watch it, it was tight last night. The game was tied. They were getting leads, turnovers. So at the end of the game, J.R. Smith, he plays for Cleveland Cavaliers. He thought that the game, that they were one up. So he held the ball instead of shooting it. And LeBron James, his facial expression was like, dude, I'm going to murder you. And so there's like several memes on Facebook and everywhere you look about LeBron wanting to throw like the new baby, Drake's new baby at him.
Wow.
I mean, there's memes that he's got the murder face, that he wants to kill him, like, get out. It was bad. It's bad. Because J.R. Smith did not know the score of the game. He missed the shot. Mm-hmm. They rebounded the ball. There was 4 seconds left. Now, everyone knows with 4 seconds left on the game clock, you can shoot a layup, you can shoot a three. He dribbles it out and holds it. He didn't know that the game was tied and they could have took game one in Golden State. So they had to end up going into overtime. And LeBron and them guys lost. And they ended up starting to fight at the end because they were so frustrated about the opportunities they had to win game one.
They were fighting each other?
Yeah. Huh? Yes, they were about to start fighting each other. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They were about to. Yeah.
I don't really watch the games that much. I really haven't been in the heat of playing basketball. I just played park board 1 year. That was it. Other than that, I just played at the park. But I understand he might have goofed off, or, you know, he might have made a mistake and held on to the ball. Ain't no saying that he would have automatically made it. I guess he could have passed somebody who could have made it. But at the same time, at least they didn't lose the game. You know what I mean? At least they went down by one, and then they lost right then and there. Y'all still had a chance to get in there and win the game, do a little more, and it didn't happen. Okay, it is what it is. But damn. Okay, yeah, I wouldn't want to be him at practice.
No, he's everyone is hating him, and they think that it's rigged. They think that he threw the game, you know, because of how much, how much politics goes on and how much gambling goes on in the NBA. And before that, they took a call away from LeBron that was a major call in the game where he thought he had a charge and he didn't, and they took it away. And so that made it, they got the ball back. So just definitely pinnacle parts of crucial parts in the game that you can say, oh, the refs took it, or you can say, oh, he took it, oh, who's paying him? So it's going to be interesting to see how far it goes. They, both games before then went to game seven. So, and every year so far that Cleveland and Golden State's been playing, Cleveland loses because LeBron has no help. So we shall see.
Okay. Well, see, I thought he was Superman, though.
Superman get tired, too.
Okay. All right. So what else we got in our entertainment news, gossip lifestyle? What else we got?
Okay. So hopefully I'm saying his name right. Riff Raff. Does that sound right? Riff Raff. Have you heard of him?
No.
Okay. We'll go anyway. Somebody out there know who he is. So Riff Raff, a braided up Caucasian rap act, Riff Raff has been accused of a serious crime from an Australian woman who claims he raped her in 2013. Eliza Stratford alleged in a Facebook post that Riff Raff requested she come backstage and then handed her a double shot from a vodka bottle. Well, it wasn't vodka. The syrup Eliza allegedly ingested screws her memory, but she says what happened next left her crawling out of the hotel room on all fours. In 2013, I was raped by a man whose stage name is Riff Raff. I went to a show because my boyfriend at the time was a huge fan. My boyfriend was with me at the concert. I was asked mid-show to come backstage, and I was 19 years old, and I was flattered. When she got backstage, she had offered a shot of branded vodka bottle that was sitting on the table. I was offered a 60-milligram party shot. I took the shot. It was syrup, and I immediately asked what it was. Riff Raff and his support act told me that it was codeine and started laughing. I don't remember anything from that point. A couple of my friends were at the concert, and when I didn't come from back from outstage, this is her story. They asked what happened. Another girl who had been backstage with me told that she had been coerced to get into a car with Riff Raff and his support act. Wow. She didn't do anything. I had been actively fighting against them as she watched as they had forced her into the car. She was told by a friend, we were all young and they didn't tell anyone and they didn't blame anyone. She woke up. Well, where the boyfriend? She woke up, Riff Raff was pulling out of her and getting into the shower. I crawled, truly on all fours, out the hotel room and managed to get outside where I booked a taxi who wouldn't take her because she was too drunk. She begged him to take her home, get back to her boyfriend's house, and he was angry at her for blowing him off. She was punished for 6 months within the relationship for what she did. She was raped and blamed herself for 5 years. She got a notification from the Richmond police that she can consider charging him. No
wow.
charges have been made against him yet. Wow. Well, dang. Where the boyfriend? If I'm telling you, if I don't come back. Okay, first of all, I'm not going backstage by myself. I ain't going. First of all, I ain't going backstage.
Right.
If I'm there with my man, I'm not. I don't like you. He like you. Mm-hmm. So why would I go backstage and leave my man? You better, man. Mm-hmm. I can understand mm-hmm. you're 19 and you're excited because somebody, you know, popular wants you, but you do not go nowhere by yourself. And then your friends don't come get you? They're not your friends. I don't have them friends no more. If I decided to go because
right.
it was, you know, I was excited, but my man ain't come mm-hmm. with me? And then you going to blame me? Then I'm going to get punished by my man because I went? I would, you know, I wouldn't. Listen, let my man go backstage with a female. Bruh, go if you want to. Go if you want to. Go if you want to.
Well, main
you
thing
won't
I
have
can
a
say
woman
is,
no more.
Ladies, be careful. It's like it's one of the things we grew up with in my era. You just can't take anything somebody offers you, whether it's a bottle, whether you smoke marijuana, it could be a blunt, a marijuana cigarette, it could be whatever. You can't just take anything from anybody you don't know. Yes, number one. No. If I'm going to drink, I'm gonna bring my own drink, or I'm gonna go find my own drink. Some random, they don't know. Did it? So you got to be careful what you're doing out there, people. For real. You got to be careful what you're doing out there. And don't think just because people are celebrities, as you can tell in the news now, don't think just because people are big celebrities, whether it be actors, musicians, artists, or whatever, don't think that just because they're big and famous that they don't do some grimy shit.
Right.
Don't think that means they ain't going to do it. You're going to put them on the news?
Exactly.
Obviously, it doesn't matter.
I think that they think that they're not people, and they think that they're the actors or actress or performers that are on stage, and that's just who they are. You don't stop and say, okay, well, he may have something that triggers him to drug you or give you something that you don't know. I mean, we could even talk about Bill Cosby, you know what I'm saying? The legend, you know, that he's given, you know, them drugs, but why are you drinking? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need to see you pour. I need to see you. What you doing over there? You know what I'm saying? We have to be more vigilant of what we ingest and what we take and, you know, who's around. Unfortunately, we do, because there's crazies out here. There really is.
Trust,
unfortunately, you have to trust and then verify. You know what I'm saying? You have to make sure that your stuff is right. Otherwise, you can really be traumatized by something that can happen to you, and then you don't want to share. But, okay, moving on. So we all know I'm doing an update from the Roseanne Barr, you know, her ABC, you know, booted the show, Roseanne. Now they're in discussions about a reboot of Roseanne centered around Sarah Gilbert. And now you remember Sarah Gilbert, she's was on The View, and she's the younger daughter now who comes in, and she has the children and different things like that on the show. And I guess, you know, they're trying to say, okay, just because Roseanne messed up, can they revise it around her? So Roseanne may be on the verge of rising from the dead with a second reboot, but this time centered around Sarah Gilbert's character, TMZ learned. Sources familiar with the situation tell TMZ the powers that be at ABC are exploring the possibilities of rebranding the show and focusing on the character Darlene instead of Roseanne, which they were kind of doing that before. We're told Sarah has been calling cast members to gauge their interest in the event ABC gives the reboot the green light. We're told John Goodman is very interested, I bet. Our sources say Tom Warner, who produced Roseanne through his company, Casey Warner, is involved in the efforts to reboot the show around Sarah. What's more, ABC is desperately trying to salvage the jobs of those who were affected by a swift decision to cancel the show earlier this week, especially for the writers and the crew. ABC canceled the show almost immediately after Roseanne tweeted, President Obama's advisor, Valerie Jarrett, is the spawn of the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes. So, you know, Roseanne affected households. Like, seriously, you have to really, like, seriously watch what you say, because you can affect households. All right. Moving on. Kendrick label head confirms he's threatened to pull music from Spotify. Kendrick Lamar is still threatening to pull his music. Spotify announced today that the platform is moving away from implementing a policy around artist conduct. That policy, the hate content and hateful conduct policy revealed just a few weeks ago, led to the removal of XXXTentacion and R. Kelly movies from its editorial and algorithmic playlist. With today's news, X-Sad has been added back to the player to the popular Rap Caviar's playlist. Last week, Bloomberg reported that representatives for multiple acts, including Kendrick Lamar, reached out to Spotify Chief Executive Officer Daniel Ek, head of relations, and threatened to pull his music if he did not put those artists back on. He felt like it was going against the hip. They were constantly picking on the hip hop culture, and that was not cool. Okay.
Wow.
So Kendrick Lamar.
That's a big stand.
Yeah.
That's a big stand. That's a big stand. Go ahead.
All right. And that is a big stand because now he's saying, hey, look at here. Be fair. But they were trying to be fair across the board because they were naming a whole bunch of other people. But, of course, you know, they're going to pull your black folks first. You know, your hip-hop artists first and then the other one second, which is crazy. All right, last but not least. All right, Tiny and T.I. are in another fight, and this time it's about Baby Harris. We have the exclusive details on why they are embroiled in another family feud. T.I. wants Tiny not to post their two-year-old daughter on the TV as much as she does. Sources say that he does not want her to be on there. She's too little. But Tiny's saying that she loves the spotlight. She gets off with, you know, being on the camera. They're hot and cold. And then before then, they were arguing because Tip has his stance on a restaurant owner and an incident that happened there. Tiny goes on TMZ and goes against what her husband said. So she says Tip is passionate about the cause, and Tiny is a firecracker. So needless to say, Riff Raff has gotten to their home again by her not standing by her man with his stance on injustice. So
you're right.
That's interesting.
Okay.
So you know what I'm saying? Do you stand by your man? Do you stand by your man? You know, when he speaks up and speaks about what he believes, do you go on and say, oh, I don't agree?
Right. I think they might need to use a different choice of words than that because I don't think you want to say nothing about Riff Raffers in your house right now.
True.
So, all right, let's jump into a breather right quick, and then we're going to come back, and then let's see what we're going to go after that. Matter of fact, I got a show to tell you guys about coming up. So, all right, let's check it out Friday night. People going to be out. They're going to be kicking it. Something y'all might want to get into. You might want to start stretching out right now because some of y'all are going to be doing this a little bit later. It's called Sexercise Center. Monsters Radio on a Friday Night Live. We trying to get it in. Ooh-wee! Get in.
We live, y'all. Let's get it.
Girl, sexercise, your body, baby. Compromise by what you want. Girl, if you let me find what really turns you on. Memorize everything on your body, baby. We're gonna sexercise. Sweating all on your body, baby. Girl, let me memorize everything on your body, baby. We're gonna sexercise. Sweating all on your body, baby.
Sweating all over your body. In the hotel, meet me by the lobby. Girl, I'll be playing with your body like a hobby. Hold up, I'm watching her every move. And now I got something to prove. My hand on your back, I'm pulling you back. I'm making your body go ooh. And I'm just getting started. Trying to kill a girl dearly departed. He awoke now, look what you started. Girl, I'm in love with your body wholehearted. Get down, she got me on my knees. Lord, help me please. Give me the strength to give her body exactly what it needs. And I'm aiming to please. My name is Sinner. I'm past the center when I enter. No beginner, baby. I'm doing pull-ups, pull-ups. That's her against the wall, against the floor. She asked for more. I bet you never had it like this before.
Girl,
go. Endurance training, uh-huh. I bet you won't regret it. Let me give you this protein. You can lean on it, baby, that's codeine. I said a couple of reps, she all out of breath. I told her sit down, she catching her breath. I'm catching my breath, wiping the sweat.
Stop.
In the mission. Been training for this moment like I'm in the Olympics. Let me give you this pimp shit. I can stand up in it like a pulpit. Or I can lie up in it like a pulpit. 9 to 5, I can work in it like one quick. Yeah, her body moving to the beat. Exercise.
Yes.
We missionary cause I love to look her in the eyes. And I'm gripping the thighs. I'll spot you, baby.
Yes.
Now hit the showers and be back in about an hour,
girl,
baby.
Just fantasize, get naughty. I'm a sex assign.
Yeah. Hopefully you'll get some exercise in tonight. Jump your weekend off. The Sinner. You can connect with him.
S-I-N-A-S-R-E.
Whatever you want. Get in. So, all right. Let's see. What else we still got left? We still got our fashion tips to get into. What's going to be our fashion tips tonight?
I think I'm going to go for the ladies tonight. Ladies,
okay.
I think, you know, maxi dresses, short or long, really bright colors, something where it's breathable, where the air can just catch it. Put a little nice little sweater or something on it because it's going to be a little cold wherever you go, or like a little cute little jacket. And your sandals, heels, gladiators, if you got a short maxi on, the stripes, wear some stripes, some black and white, some red and blues, mix your colors, mix them patterns up, have fun, get some floral. Floral is really popular right now. And just have fun with it. Just don't even worry about it. Add some color to your eyes and put your hair up, throw a hat on, just really embrace this cool, nice weather where it's not too hot. I'm with the
right,
maxi dresser
right.
tonight.
Okay. I'm liking it. Okay. Well, tonight, mine can kind of stretch across the board, but, you know, it's mainly towards the fellas. You know, fellas, I got y'all, but it's kind of more of something to plan for as much as wearing tonight. It's going to be a warm summer. Let's just keep it 100. That's just what it's going to be. So, fellas, what I need y'all to do is start searching for things that are like linen that breathe, but that still look good on you. Still your color, still something, you know what I mean, that matches your skin tone, or, you know what I mean, may highlight some accent that you have. But find you some clothing that breathes, whether it be pants, whatever, whatnot. Throw your ensemble together. You might slap on some nice sandals. Whatever. You know, I don't suggest no thong sandals. I'm just saying, bruh. But get you some nice dressy sandals that breathe. You know what I mean? Some nice cool sandals that breathe. I know a lot of y'all gonna be gonna try to copy Childish Gambino, but now them hot long pants ain't gonna work this summer, player. No, No, beware. The funk will not be with you. The force, yeah, all that. Find something that breathes, people. That's what I'm going to say. I know it's not something particular you can wear tonight for the submission. Find you some clothes that breathe. It's going to be a hot summer. And find you something that you can look good and be comfortable. Because a lot of y'all be going through pain, trying to look beautiful, be looking all hot and shit, be sweating, need a bath towel to touch your face. Just trying to look cute. No. Find you some good linen. Some good linen. That's what you're looking for. The good linen. Not the cheap knockoff linen. The good linen. And work with that. That's what I'm going to say. That's my fashion tip.
Okay. Can I do a fashion no-no? Can I do a fashion no-no?
Yes, yes, you can.
Guys, please. Pull your pants up. We do not want to see some blue drawers with some white shorts with some Timbos. You look hot. Please. I beg of thee. With a wife beater. With a tight wife beater. I beg of thee. Please. No, no. No. And once again, hail to the no. That's it. Oh, and ladies, I'm sorry. I gotta. Ladies, please do not wear the thong, toe, sandals if your heels look like you've been dragging chalk for blocks. Don't do it. Don't do it. No. And please wear your size. It's okay. If you're not a 1X, please. Go to the 2X. It'll make you look very nice. It'll fit you nice. But please, don't look like a tight sausage. Don't do it. Just no. No. Inhale to the no. I'm done.
You know what? That applies to me. I'm not going to lie. That applies to me. and I'm saying this because maybe to help other people just accept your size, because I think that's what I'm going to have to do all next week. I'm just going to accept my size. Let's keep it 100. I'm on the thin side. I look like a buff mosquito. It is what it is. So I try to wear clothes that's a little looser. You know what I mean? To try to loosen up a little bit. So I don't look like all that. Like, y'all be mad at people in skinny jeans? They're my natural jeans. Don't laugh. Don't judge me. Pray for me. If I wore my natural jeans, it'd be skinny jeans all day. It just is what it is. My legs is never buff. never. Okay. But yeah, sometimes, hey, your size is your size, and your size is beautiful. If it's a thin build, be a thin build. Somebody loves a thin build. You know what I mean? If you're big, be big. You know what I mean? It don't matter. Somebody loves your big size. Just be you. I don't know what else to say. I thought I had something slick, but it didn't work out that way. But I think you understood where I was coming from.
Yes, embrace. It's basically embrace who you are. So you really need to, like, accentuate your what's your curves. Like, accentuate yourself. Like if you got a small shirt on, if you got a crop shirt on, have a nice pair of slack pants or some high-riding shirts, short, like, pants, ladies. You just got to know how to mix and match and blend to make it look presentable. If you're slim built, there is pants out there for slender that you don't have to look baggy, but look nice on you. You know what I'm saying? Just stop looking like you just wear 5 or 6 different sizes, because it just don't look good. You just look sloppy. You know, look presentable, look nice. You know, be that tall glass of water or that short glass of sweet tea. You know what I'm saying? But make yourself desirable to the eye, because that's what we see first. And then we go for, you know, the rest. And, oh, ladies, please don't look like a clown. Please, your makeup, wear it thin, because it will melt. And you will look like, you know, a clown. Like, there is breathable makeup that they wear now. Okay, it's breathable. It's that nice mist foundation, and you won't look like
you're about to melt away when you wipe your face, and it looks like you got two colors, three colors, four colors on your face. I'm just saying, ladies. I'm helping you out. Okay,
I do
really
gotta take a quick breather. Speaking of breathers, I do gotta take a quick little breather, and then we're gonna come back. I was really, really with you until you said the part about accents or curves. I'm so skinny, I ain't got no curves. What am I accenting? My forehead? Is that what I'm supposed to accent now? It is what it is. This is Gwen featuring
you
all.
Accent your chest. Sit out your chest. Sit out your chest. One more drink. We all look good.
Nigga, no, we winning. No, team scoring. One more drink. One more drink. One more drink. One more drink. How you feel? What you think? One more drink. One more drink. One more drink. Man, if that girl give me one more wink. One more drink, just one more drink.
King Oso's double back. He's got some hot performances on the lineup. Rob G's on the one is gonna host. I'm on the ones and twos, also with DJ N8. We got $2 Jello shots, $5 Ruby shots, and $6 red wine and beer. That will be at the Ruby Lounge, 1427 South Washington Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and that's 55454 if you want to put it in your GPS and get directed directly to the event. Let's see, that's Saturday night. So, all right, make sure you bring your ass out and kick it. King Oso, that's one of them dudes. He's one of my A1 artists when it comes to Twin Cities artists that really puts on a great show and a great performance. So I really can't wait to do this event tomorrow night. It's 21 plus, $10 to get in. So make sure you come out and support a local artist. So, all right, let's see, anything else that we need to touch on that might be going on this weekend that you can think of?
Oh, graduation. You know, a lot of graduations have started. Congratulations for those who are graduating. And I think graduations are for next year, next week too, for your school. So big ups to those graduating, I hope that you are reaching for your endeavors of high school. I mean, beyond high school, college or trade or whatever you put your hands to do. So, big up. Do the unbelievable.
Right. Okay. I got jokes in there, but I'm going to let them kids have their moment. You dig? I'm going to let them kids have their moment. I got jokes in there, but I'm going to let the kids have their moment. So, salute out to all you people at their graduation.
I said you ain't going to be petty, Craig.
No, I ain't going to be petty. Not tonight. Not tonight.
Not tonight.
Any other last words you got?
Enjoy.
And we're going to leave it
one
right
word.
There. In that order.
Enjoy.
All right.
Okay.
And
love
we'll just end that right there. All right. Yeah. Look, she's trying to get up out of it. I can't even say my little last thing. You know I always say, don't drink and drive.
One more drink.
Oh my God.
Good Lord, don't drink and drive. Because he wants us for the ratings on Monday, y'all. Have a safe weekend. Woo, put your hands up. No more drinking.